Big games on the hardwood, and the shot clock is dead before it even started. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by SportsEngine.com. More high school sports news after this.
Wisports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sports Engine. Sports Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sports Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportsEngine.com.
The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association's Board of Control voted in June to implement a 35-second shot clock in varsity basketball games beginning in 2019, but after considerable negative feedback from schools and administrators around the state, the board chose to revisit the decision at last Friday's meeting. After several presentations from athletic directors and coaches, along with significant discussion amongst the Board of Control, the group voted 7-3 to rescind the shot clock, ending it before it even started. Also at the meeting, the board voted to revise the proposed rural-urban plan for basketball, lessening the impact on many of the smaller private schools. The plan will make its way through the committee process and return to the Board of Control for a vote on final passage in January. The full details of the most recent proposal can be found at wisports.net. Friday night was a big one on the hardwood. Pewaukee outlasted Milwaukee Vincent 93-86 in boys hoops action. Pewaukee senior Grant Basil scored a school record 49 points to go with 23 rebounds, while Vincent's Robert Anderson also scored 49 points. In girls basketball, sophomore Jaden Simmons of Green Bay Southwest had a triple-double on Friday, accounting for 21 points, 10 rebounds, and 12 steals in a 66-55 win over FRCC foe Sheboygan North. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.